In his speech last night at the Army War College, President Bush said Iraq has become the central front in the war on terror. This was not the first time the president characterized Iraq that way, but this time he emphasized repeatedly that terrorists are the main enemy in Iraq. NPR's Mike Schuster reports that experts on terrorism don't think it's that simple.
Terrorists will not determine the future of Iraq, President Bush declared last night. If tyranny returns to Iraq, he said, it will be an unprecedented terrorist victory. He used the word terrorist or terrorism 18 times. For the president, Iraq was and remains a continuation of the war that began on September 11, 2001.
Our terrorist enemies have a vision that guides and explains all their varied acts of murder. They seek to impose Taliban-like rule country by country across the greater Middle East.
But experts on terrorism and on Iraq see a far more complex enemy there, and an enemy that is changing from month to month. Last January, the CIA estimated that most of the insurgents were followers of Saddam Hussein. A month later, the top commanders in Iraq saw the emergence of indigenous Islamist fighters, coupled with the growing infiltration of foreign fighters. Bruce Hoffman, a terrorism specialist at the RAND Corporation, says the enemy in Iraq does not conform to a stereotypical notion of a terrorist group.
That's the problem, I think, in Iraq, is that the insurgency there is woven of a number of different fabrics, which include Iraqi nationalism, which include those who remain loyal to the Ba'ath Party and are nostalgic for the old days when there was a dictatorial regime. It includes foreign jihadists that have been attracted to Iraq because they see that as the next battleground where the United States and the West can be confronted.
They all use some classic guerrilla military tactics as well as car bombings, kidnappings, and murder, Hoffman says.
Even if the groups themselves don't conform to our traditional notions of terrorism, they certainly are using terrorist tactics.
And because the insurgency in Iraq is growing and changing, it has been difficult for U.S. forces there to maintain solid intelligence about whom the U.S. is fighting. Andrew Terrell, a research professor at the U.S. Army War College's Strategic Studies Institute, points to the rise of Islamist sentiment in Iraq and to an al-Qaeda connection. But he says there's also the simple issue of retribution.
There's a lot of people who are just personally seeking revenge for various things that have happened, be it the imprisonment of their relatives, having relatives killed as part of the insurgency, having relatives that were killed in the war. A lot of this creates blood vendettas among the Arabs.
And then there's Arab and Iraqi nationalism, which is secular and perhaps more widespread in Iraq than the administration is willing to admit. Again, Andrew Terrell.
The issue of Western domination is a very, very sensitive thing. So the longer the West, the longer the United States appears in a dominant position in Iraq, the more likely you are to inflame those sentiments.
The administration has implicitly recognized the truth of that observation by its eagerness to see an interim government emerge on June 30th, so that it might be said the U.S. occupation of Iraq has ended. But the president offered no timetable for the withdrawal of American troops, and Bruce Hoffman of the RAND Corporation sees no sign that the conflict there will end anytime soon.
Unfortunately, I think it's that both the United States and the insurgents equally feel that time is on their side. In essence, both sides feel that a prolongation of the current situation will eventually be to their benefit.
If President Bush sees Iraq as the central front of the war on terror, there is as well a symmetry in the thinking of al-Qaeda's number two man, Ayman al-Zawahiri. Last fall, Zawahiri wrote that it would be a good thing if the U.S. should get stuck in the quagmire in Iraq. That suggested that al-Qaeda, whether it is active in Iraq or not, sees Iraq as the central front in the terrorist war against the United States. Since then, the insurgency there has only grown more complex and stronger. Mike Schuster, NPR News.